Now today's message is sanctified by the Spirit. But the key message of the book of Galatians is actually justification by faith alone. So why are we dealing with the topic of sanctification? Because if we don't deal with this topic, there's some misunderstanding of how we grow in Christ. And we need to understand that our faith in Christ is also the foundation for sanctification. And what a role, we also need to understand what a role Spirit plays in this process. Now, this is the weekend. And I want to start with a story related to this great time. And before I share that story, let me ask you a question. If you have only 3 minutes, for a family reunion, with someone you truly love, how would you say or what would you do? I want you to picture a family reunion of you with someone you truly love. We only have 3 minutes. What would you say or what would you do? So I recently saw a YouTube video called 3 Minutes. How many of you have seen this? Oh, very few. Okay. This was shared by a classmate from Taiwan, but it was a video made on iPhone X only, by China. Okay, so you know that during Chinese New Year, a lot of Chinese will travel across the country because they wanted to get back their home for a wonderful family. But there was this mother who was a train conductor. And every year, during this busy time, she had to work. She could not see her son. And because usually she was so busy with her work, she had to put her son in her sister's home in a different city. And again, this year, she had to travel on this train. It'll take 8 days from the southern part, the southwestern part of China, a city called Nanning, to the northeastern part of a city called Harbin. It would take 8 days for this train ride. So her sister had a suggestion. She said that since this train is going to pass my town, why don't I bring your son to the train station? And when the train stops here for 3 minutes, you'll be able to see your son. Because otherwise, you always miss him during Chinese New Year. And she thought that was a good idea. Okay, I'm going to do that. But she was looking forward to get to that station. She was thinking about their last encounter when she got a chance to see her son. Because she was always worried that her son would create troubles for her sister. And she felt guilty that she had to rely on her sister to raise her son. She was always very strict with her son. And she told her, you better behave, you better finish all your homework, and that times table, you better memorize it. That was their encounter last time. But she was, and she felt, afterwards, she would always feel some regret. She felt that I should have said something else. But anyway, she was getting ready to go to that station. This station is called Kaili. Kaili is a very small town in China. As the train was approaching that station, she saw her son. But there were thousands of other passengers squeezing each other on that station. So, since she was a conductor, she had to come out and help everybody to get on the train. Remember, the train was stopped there for only 3 minutes. And she spent about 75 seconds just to get everybody on the train. Finally, she was able to see her son. And there was only 1 minute and 45 seconds left. She went and hugged her son. And the son started whispering, and she was wondering why. Because the son was memorizing the times table. 2 times 3 equals 6. 3 times 4 equals 12. He started memorizing the times table because he was eager to show his mom that he did it. And she said, you don't need to memorize the times table, I want to talk to you. But her sister said, he has been practicing for many days. So don't stop here. So for the next 1 minute, 45 seconds, he continued to memorize the times table. And his mother was speechless, and eventually the time was up for her to get back to the train. And her son was still memorizing. 8 times 8 equals 64. And that was the end of the story. So I have to adjust this. Today I look like an alien. Anyway. So, what was your reaction of thinking? That's much better. Okay, thank you. So what would be your reaction to this story? So some people would say, oh, look at these parents these days, so busy, they don't even have time to spend with their children. But most people will have a collective sigh and feel that deep sense of regret. Because this child was so focused on making sure that he'll be approved or accepted by his mother. Because he thought that's what his mother cared about, his accomplishment. But his mother just wanted to hug him and talk to him, to enjoy that time of intimacy for 3 minutes or 105 seconds to be exact. You know, actually, many adults today are still trying to seek the approval of their parents. Because their parents might have said something like this: I wish you were like the boy or girl next door. Because they will always do their homework without me bugging them. Or they would say that, I work so hard. I don't know why I have a son and daughter like you. Who doesn't seem to want to work? It may not amount to anything. So some parents, some adults actually heard this story from a colleague. And that's exactly what the parents said. But more importantly, as a Christian, you sometimes feel that you are not sure if you have been completely accepted by our Heavenly Father. If you feel that you need to do something to win His approval. And this is frequently caused by the gap we sense. We know what a good Christian should be like. And we feel that we're very far from it. And we'll try to do a lot of things to make up for it. And in the process, we forget that justification is by faith alone. And by grace alone. We have been completely accepted by God despite who we are, because of what Christ did on the cross. Well, we frequently forget that. And regarding that gap, actually, God is praying for that. And the transformation for us to be more like Christ is the process of sanctification. And we'll try to unpack what it really means today. But first, we're going to look at 3 key points from this passage. This passage, Galatians 3, 1-5, is critical because Paul is going to make a very important claim here. Not only that we are saved because of our faith in Christ, and we receive the Spirit, but we will also continue to grow by our faith through the Spirit. We don't ever grow by our works, by the flesh, but through the Spirit working in us. We are saved by the gospel and will continue to grow by the gospel. And this is why we call this sermon series, Faithful to the Gospel. So Paul started in verse 1 by using a very strong word, foolish, to call the Galatians. You might remember in some other places, Jesus said, we should not call our brothers fools. But, know that this word here actually means that they are spiritually dull and have been swayed by others. not faithless as it's used in many other places in the Bible. So Paul is saying that, why are you so spiritually dull? So who bewitched the Galatians? Let me set up some context again, or review the context. In this letter, Paul has been trying to tell the Galatians that they are justified by faith alone, by some Judaizers. So Judaizers are those people who want you to conform to the Christian, Jewish ceremonial laws. These Judaizers went to the Galatians and said, yeah, you're good that you have been saved, but you know what? Your experience is not complete. You need to be circumcised. But we discussed before, right? Last time. Circumcision was a sign that God gave to Abraham and his offspring to tell the Israelites that they were separated out for God. But if you have a sinful heart, circumcision doesn't do anything. God always cares about the heart, not the external behavior. But these Judaizers, they told the Galatians, okay, you are saved. That's not sufficient. You need to be circumcised. And many other things you have to follow. What does a Christian have to do after he is saved? So far in this sermon series, we've been talking about justification, right? Justification gives us a new legal standing before God. But God also gives us the Spirit after we receive Christ. Spirit comes into our life because we trust Jesus and accept the gospel as truth. Now the word Spirit appeared 18 times in the book of Galatians. 18 times. So what is the purpose of the Spirit? And what is the difference between justification and sanctification? I'm going to refer to a very simple figure. Can we go to the next slide? Good, thank you. Okay, so I think a while back, I used three papers, black paper, white paper, and green paper. And I want to use this picture. This picture actually used five colors that you might have seen in the children's Sunday school, the Wallace book, right? So the black color shows that we used to live in darkness and transgressions. As we hear the gospel truth, we believe that the salvation is by faith alone, by grace alone. It's based on Christ's work on the cross. So that's why we have this red line. It means the blood of Christ. And we believe what Jesus did. So we enter from black to white. But that is a legal standing. That is, not before God, you are accepted. You are justified. There's nothing else you have to do to win God's approval. And that's the process of justification. We are declared righteous. So that's our white box before God. And God actually also uses the Spirit to convict us. So we were born of the Spirit. And He gave us the indwelling Spirit. So the Spirit will walk in us. So that's the justification process. But this is not just some sort of head knowledge. In verse 1, Paul says that Jesus was clearly portrayed as crucified. What does that mean? It was a vivid and graphical image through Paul's preaching. The Christians in Galatia heard that message from Paul with a deep conviction, because his message came with Spirit and with power, not based on man's wisdom. It was almost like of their sins, and they'll be eternally grateful for the salvation. That's what Paul. So what is a vivid image? What analogy would be like? The wood beams were falling, and the wood beam hit the firefighter and left us. Was that play with? Okay. The wood beam. So Paul had to ask them, "Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing?" It is necessary to complete your justification, but it's not sufficient to justify you. Why don't we let Moses use strong language? Because this totally destroyed the gospel. He come up on a stage and say, you know, the smile of Mona Lisa is missed completely. And this is what Paul is saying. Christ's work on cross is acceptable to God. You are saying what Christ did on the cross was not sufficient. This is why Paul was so curious relationship. During those precious 3 minutes, or 105 seconds to be there. Does that mean that God didn't... So what does the Spirit do? It created from nothing to everything. But the Spirit also convicts us of our sins and reveals the righteousness of Christ. Any spiritual fruit on this? So John 3:8 tells us to obey God's will and you grieve the Spirit in what we think we should be and where we are today. So that I know. And God had created each one of us, our own self, to accomplish it. The sanctification process actually. When I first became a Christian, I was. So first I signed up to serve in the ministry. So we had recordings of church services to do wedding videos. Now I was not even good at that. So apologize to those. And the problem is that it began to take up a lot of pressure. Very good at. And after that, I had to spend hours to do editing. But actually, you know what? I was serving is wrong. It's the key thing is the motivation. He said the first qualification is that you have to be fueled by the Holy Spirit, by your expertise, not by your ego. So anyway, which took away another family weekend. But then after the conflict going on, but I began to recognize the needs of my wife and my family. In 2013, before my SDM trip to Taiwan, we actually, and they really needed me there. But this time, instead of, and we prayed about it, and she did. And she was fully supported among the students and SDM members. This is why we're coming back to the God's Spirit. Well, in this sanctification process, because we would become exhausted by relying on our own flesh. But sanctified by Spirit, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not beforehand that which began. In other words, yes, justification. And process. As Christ works in you through the Spirit, you will do good works and be revealed. Actually, when you first became, I made a lot of mistakes when I became a new Christian, by the way. So this was around the 1990s. And I received a PC with a handwritten receipt, $70 or $80. But so I asked him, I called him, I said, how come there was no tax on this? I thought it was something not quite right, it kept bothering me. To the extent I had to call him back, charge the right amount, and then he sent me a form, and I asked for a formal receipt. You know, my children are all very small. I once had a dinner with other friends, which children attend. I never did that, because a child was over 12. And then he told the waitress, you're going to go through a lot of struggles as a Christian. And people are going to laugh at you. But you're doing it for Christ. And the Spirit is going to nudge you to do the right thing. You see, Christ works through the Spirit to chip away things that are not pleasing. Actually, it can be translated to experience. In other words, we experience so much on our journey of, in the book of Acts. And I believe some miracles might still happen today. That's a miracle. When his wife to give his father's approval to pray for him, and just one day for his son. And not only that, in that event, God continues to work miracles among us. There's a very famous museum called Academia Gallery. Has anyone ever seen the sling and stone? It was marvelous. Master is a master of that gallery. You can see actually many unfinished. Sometimes you feel that this masterpiece is struggling to come out of that ability to do good works and to bear fruit. But we're also going through this very painful process, this sanctification process, where we conform to his image, the image of Christ, and bring us in his glorious presence. Yes, we may face many struggles in our daily life. Dear Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace, sanctified by the Spirit. May the Spirit transform us, strip away things that are not pleasing to you, so that we can rebuild Christ in us, so that people will give glory to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Praise God for